no Ahmadi would put the picture of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam in the hang the picture of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam in the direction of Qibla where he stands to say his prayer. If he does so, he is totally wrong. He should cease to do so, because this will be extremely detrimental to the Ahmadiyya faith and Ahmadiyya practice, and ultimately it may end up into wrong things. This is why Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam generally discouraged hanging of his pictures over the walls. It was generally discouraged by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam. So in my house, for instance, I had no picture of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam hanging on any wall. But later on, when I once noticed that my girls were not fully aware of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, who he was in her, you know, because the picture was not there, so I understood my mistake, and then I put a picture, but on the mantel, on a side of the room, where nobody ever faced during prayers. So that is a precaution which must be taken by Ahmadis, and they must stick to this precaution. Secondly, there is again a fundamental difference between the picture of a Vishnu or a picture of Krishna being put before the Hindus and a picture of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam accidentally hanging on a wall facing Qibla. Because if somebody looks at that picture of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam during prayer, he would never think, even remotely so, of asking anything from him or attributing to him in the remotest manner any attribute of God. He may say Durood Sharif, he may be reminded of that, praying for him, but he would never pray from him. He would pray for him maybe. But in the case of Krishna, they beg from him. And that picture is a reminder to them that this is God. That picture to them is a symbol of God. And according to Hindu philosophy, this idol is kept before them to remind them that there is a God of this nature and this shape somewhere, and to visualize him completely, that idol and picture helps them, so that they come into a direct contact with that God and their ideas do not go astray in different directions. To focus their attention, this idol is kept. This is what the Hindus have been telling me when I discuss this matter with them. But in case of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam's picture, I mean, this does not apply in the farthest way.